Proclamation number 3144, dated the June 2nd, 1944. Unwritten law. Love has grown cold. It is an unwritten law that people should help each other, that the strong should help the weak, that adversity and misery should be alleviated and that everyone should give what the other person needs. And this unwritten law is no longer adhered to because earthly authorities do not sanction it. People only comply with what is forcibly demanded of them, and this is no act of neighborly love, even though it is presented as kind-hearted activity. Only what a person does out of profound love and mercy for his fellow human being can be regarded by God as an act of neighborly love. However, this inner impetus is missing in people because they no longer know love. Even the support they are expected to give to their fellow human being are activities which lack the true guiding principle. This is lawfully applied love, not the kind of love God has demanded of people, as it should be in order to shape God-like humans who will find the unification with God again. And yet, God has placed this law into people's hearts, for every person knows how he should behave in order to live a God-pleasing life on earth. However, the inner voice impelling him is hushed up, it is not listened to, and its admonitions gradually fade out until it is completely silent. And even if God's servants preach love to people, even if the blessing or harm of the way of life is made clear to them, they ignore these admonitions as well. They are only interested in their own well-being and go past their fellow human beings, their weakness and helplessness, unmoved. They are inwardly dead. The spark of love is smothered. They deteriorate into heartlessness and hatred and are capable of any actions which cause harm to other people's body and soul. This state will not change anymore. It will not change for the better unless God forcefully manifests himself, unless he raises his voice so loudly that people will be overcome by fear and horror and seriously take stock of themselves and reconsider their way of life. They will not listen to the voice of the believers and of their own accord they cannot return to the path love. And since he does not want people to go astray who merely need an impetus in order to take stock of themselves, God himself will appear. Love may not be excluded in life or humanity will approach total destruction. For once love has grown cold, God will be infinitely far away from the being he once brought into existence from his love. Heartlessness, however, withdraws all strength from the being, and thus people will stay towards the abyss, towards destruction, if they disregard love, which is the fundamental substance of the divine work of creation. Where love does not exist, God cannot be present. But God is the preserver of all things, and without him and his strength his works of creation will dissolve, including the earth and with it every creature. As soon as love disappears from it, as soon as the human being has become so heartless that God will withdraw his love from him, because as pure love he can only be present where love exists. Amen.